This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I hate when I come on and I have, I have major concerns about Caleb Williams. Like major, major concerns. It feels to me like more often than not, he does the wrong thing. I feel like he either gets really bad advice or his awareness rating on Madden needs to go down like 30 points. Because I also thought it was a really, really poor decision for him to not address it this week. It's time we start talking about the quarterback and not blaming everyone else. Because that was the other part of it that really bothered me as a former player. There was a quote in there where he says, nobody tells me what to watch. You know, I just turn the film on. Like, to me, that's so insulting. Like, if I had to bet, okay, is Caleb Williams going to be the Bears' starting quarterback in 3 years? I'd probably bet no if I had to bet yes or no right now.
This is Ross Tucker with some very strong thoughts on Caleb Williams after the Seth Wickersham piece came out. Now the Albert Breer piece has come out. So there's a lot there. And there are a lot of people who have echoed some of those sentiments by Ross Tucker going all the way back to the pre-draft stuff with Caleb Williams.
Look, man, we're in this dark period between news items for the Bears. And when this stuff has come out, Caleb needs to address it, and you and I have been lockstep on that. I haven't wanted to belabor it day after day, but it's better to be addressed up front as soon as possible. And he didn't do it last week, but he did so this week, so we get a chance to hear it. And he came out with a statement right away, didn't he?
I actually thought that's what would have been appropriate last week for him to do that. But I'm glad that we're here now.
I'm in the dark here.
So let's hear what the Bears quarterback has to say about all of this. This is his prepared statement about the Wickersham piece.
First, to start off with, it is what everybody would love to ask about is this whole storm that happened. It wasn't something that, you know, we wanted to happen at this point. You know, we're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, you know, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction. And I think so far that's what we've been doing. But for this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do. Next is all that went down, all that was said. Yeah, I had a good visit. at the other place, Minnesota, with Ken O'Connell, good staff and all of that, obviously. He just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that. But something that keeps getting lost, something that keeps getting, I think, not being addressed the way it needs to be, is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here, and then after I came here, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently, one never happened in the sense of they were all thoughts. They were all ideas. And I think if you're in the situation, I think if you're son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options and, you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things. And, you know, those are thoughts that go throughout your head in those situations. So, you know, all of those were thoughts. And then after I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer determined answer that I had, is that I wanted to come here. And just like Ben spoke about, obviously, you know, the past years, as everybody knows, it's a fact that quarterback play, there hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer. There's, you know, these all these different things that come up. And so, you know, being able to have those thoughts is I think fair to be able to have, you know, good and bad thoughts. But like I said, I came here on a visit, and like I said, just like Ben said, you know, it's a challenge to be able to come in here and try and turn around. And that was the main goal of all of that, is to, you know, through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on, through all of what happened in you know, last year and previous years, you know, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me, that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think, was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here, I love my teammates, you know, I love all the people that got me here, family, friends, Ryan, Kevin, you know, Flus and Shane, all those guys that, you know, went through all of that process with me to get me here. But you know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one. And so, you know, that's what we're here to do. That's what they brought, you know, me here to do. That's what they brought all these guys here to do. Joe, DJ, all these different guys. And that's why they brought Ben here. And so, like I said, it's a challenge. And we look at those challenges and, you know, we don't laugh. We look at them really, really seriously. And, you know, we go attack them, you know, to the best of our ability to go and change it and turn it around.
I'm glad that Caleb spoke on this, and I'm glad that he offered his thoughts on it. I think it could have been better. And I think that he could have really leaned into all this stuff. Most of this stuff happened before I was drafted. I got here. I love it here. I want to win here. And he said those things. I just think he could have gotten to it faster and been more definitive about it. And I'm sure that he's probably like, man, I hate that I even have to talk about this. And I get that part of it too. It could have been cleaner as an opening statement.
I guess it could, I hear you. I hear you. But, you know, some of it is a young man speaking and
100%
in a difficult spot. I thought it was good. I thought that part of it was good. He admits that he didn't want it to come out now. Admits that it's been a distraction, needed to address it. Good. Said the Minnesota visit was good. Yeah, it's all right. But then Poles made like all his understandable thoughts. Just that, just thoughts. And after he came on the visit here, he made the deliberate and determined answer that he wanted to come here. And then, you know, like Ben said, it's a challenge to be that guy that turns it around. He wants to be the guy that turns it around. And Bears QB history allows for some good and bad thoughts, you know,
for sure,
of everything. He did also stand by Ryan and Kevin, called them out by name, added Flus and Shane into that. But, you know, stood by Ryan and Kevin. The stuff that wasn't addressed yet in that opening statement was, you know, the film watching. And I'm sure that they get to it in the next chunk that we'll listen to. But I thought, as far as coming out and addressing the thing, like, hey, guys, This is
I know
old,
this is out there.
This is out there. It's a distraction, but it's old news. And what wasn't said enough is that Ryan Poles' visit minimized. I felt like that's the word he was using for. Like the visit was minimized in the coverage. Like, no, the visit changed my mind. And all is well.
And
all
he,
is well.
And he said, ship, by the way, get this ship together.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone was wondering. Dump them.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was cool. I thought that was good on Caleb, and I think we can move on from the pre-draft part of it, and he needed to come out and say that. I'll be curious if the watching film alone part comes out in this next chunk.
Well, now there's the opportunity for Q&A. The Bears beat talking to Caleb about all of this stuff. Check it.
Last year, by December 1st, the offensive coordinator had been fired. The head coach had been fired. Did you sit there and have any thought that I saw this coming, the challenge?
No, I think obviously, you know, you look at it and you know the challenge. First-year guy, you know, new coach, offense coordinator, and then new coach for me, new situation, knew all these different things. So wasn't at a point where I looked at it and was like, I knew this would happen. Nobody, I think, would sit back, and especially after you go, you know, 4-2 in the first – you know, 6 weeks, you don't sit back and wonder and ponder on, you know, the bad. You know, you face it when the bad comes, and, you know, that's what we did.
Caleb, with some of the concerns you had before the draft about this organization, some of them would seem to be justified when you go through a year like you did your rookie year. How do you get yourself in a headspace now where you trust that you're in good hands going forward?
Yeah, I have the one, I have the utmost respect, and, you know, there's things that, that I've done throughout my years of training and learning and, you know, working hard and things like that. And, you know, this past year was a bump. You know, there was good, bad, and indifferent. And so being able to look at that and understand that, you know, I still threw 6 picks in the National Football League. And you know, I had 3,500 total or something like that or whatever it was. And, you know, 20 touchdowns. And that's, you know, that's not where I want to be. That's not where I'm going to be. But it's a step in the right direction. Like I said, there was some good, bad, and indifferent. And you got to look at those things. You got to understand that all the good, all the bad, and all the indifferent is going to be good for me, you know, in many years to come. And so, you know, I think that's how I look at it. I still have all the confidence in myself. I think my teammates, you know, believe in me. I think that's shown on game day. And I think how much I love and care for those guys and want to go win, I think it shows up on game day. So
what about the new leadership under Ben has left an impression on you?
Yeah, no, Ben's, I think y'all have been able to see it when he gets up here. You get a little taste of how he is. He's always laser focused. He encourages and he pushes you and challenges you to be at your best as a team, offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter position. He's sharp, and he's a guy that wants to win. And so, you know, being here, being the head guy, and he's to be honest, he's consistent with it every day. So, So him being here and being the head guy and doing all of those things and being consistent with it, so far it's been awesome, and I think everybody's been enjoying.
You just said that you didn't want this to come out at this time, but some of these things were said on the record. Did you and your camp, did you think it was like more useful for the time period when you did have the reservations before you came in and had the meeting and decided this was cool? Was that something, those conversations that were on the record, did you think maybe this is more useful for that time period when you were considering some other options or at least trying to create some different avenues?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say there was times of, you know, it being more useful. I think, you know, at that time of all the things that were going down, and where we're at now, many weeks in, you know, new coaches, you know, many weeks in, we're on this freight train and, you know, starting to pick up speed, and, you know, it's a lot of learning, a lot of things going on. You know, I think the timing of it, you know, it's not ideal, but, you know, we're here, it happened, and, you know, we learned from it. I think it's an experience for myself and obviously for everybody else, you know, that we're focused on now, present day, and we're not here to talk about the past and discuss the past anymore.
On that topic, though, on that topic.
Are you watching film now as opposed to?
Yeah, you know, that was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So, it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film. I can gather more information so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, you know, I'm that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, all the way up to, you know, whatever day the game day is. So when I get out there, I can gather it, you know, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, you know, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory. So
to that end, what has Ben taught you about those shortcuts or just things that maybe he sees that he wants you to start seeing?
Like I said, I think Ben has been extremely detailed. And so when he talks about the plays, when he talks about, the pass, run, screen, play action, he talks about them really in depth and you know, what we love them versus and what we don't love them versus and things like that. And, just have an idea. Going into practice, going into soon game days and things like that, it's going to be nice for something that we've been repping and getting after. And I think that's been one of the things that's been really awesome is the detail and him really being on top of that. And I mean, he's been in it for 6 years, been his offense for 6 years, so he's really on top of it. And we're only trying to catch up. I'm only trying to catch up to him and be on the top of the details as much as possible.
Caleb, when it comes to the timing of the book. I believe it comes
book?
With a book.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I believe it comes out the day after the opener against the Vikings. Are you worried that it's going to be a distraction again?
Nah.
Are you confident that most of this is already out there?
That's why I came up here today to address this and actually speak on some of the things that were at this moment out of context, and also some of the things that I want to clarify, like what we just spoke about and the watching film and things like that. Obviously, my information that I know now was not the same as last year, whether it's fronts, defenses, blitzes, whether it's offense and things like that. And that's something that over the years and over time, speaking on it, like Case, he comes in here and he's been in many different offenses and things like that, many different, teams and all of this. So when he comes in here and he hears something, it may be a different name, but it's the same exact thing. So that sort of thing is kind of, on a steady trend longer that I play.
Did you feel that when the excerpt came out, did you feel like you had to talk to people in the organization, whether it was Ryan or Kevin or George or Ben or teammates? Did you feel like you had to, like the way you're kind of talking to us a little bit right now, did you feel like you had to do that in the building?
No, I think my guys, obviously we spoke about it just because it's something that came out and it was this huge out of the blue kind of thing that popped up. We spoke about it with like Ryan and Ted and all these different people just to make sure that we're all on the same page, actually, what wanted to be said and put out and things like that. And that's why we're also here today addressing it to make sure everything's, cleared up and clarified.
Caleb, does your dad speak for you?
No. I actually shut my dad down a quite a bit. He has ideas. He's a smart man. And so I listen, and I always listen. And I'm very fortunate to be in this position in the sense of, playing QB, but also very fortunate to have a very strong-minded father. We talk very often. It's like my mom and my dad are my best friends. And so, being able to, have conversations with them to understand that everything they say also is, portrayed on me. So I think that's the part of it. But other than that, no, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm very fortunate to have a father, that's super strong minded, that's always there, always wants the best for his kid. And I think, any of y'all that has a kid or, anything like that, a niece or nephew that you love so dearly, they try and help and you try and help and put them in positions that it's best position that you can. So that's all he tries to do. But no, definitely a grown man. And I shut him down quite a lot, just because in season, out of season, something that you have to do. He cares so much about me and my future, and we've been along this journey so long together that all he wants is the best for me. And so if anything happens, he's super super high headed, and it's more of like, all right, like, go ahead and go away, reset and things like that. So, love him to death and things like that. And like I said, super fortunate to have him. But, we have talks about it, understanding that, it's a right place in the right time. And then, there's times where it's not.
Caleb,
what else is in the chapter? I'm curious what that chapter is going to look like.
Nah, honestly, don't care. It's not. You know, like I said, we're all of those things were in the past. All of the things happen already. And so we're here focused on the future. We're here focused on the present. And really trying to, like I said, get this train going and you know, have this thing picking up steam and choo-chooing along.
Caleb, with that being said, when you the past is the past, you're here now. Ben Johnson has made some tweaks to your game. How have you adjusted to the change in the stance? How have you adjusted to being under center a little bit more?
I guess the Ben Johnson effect, right? He's gonna get a kick out of that when he hears it. I think part of it is just, you know, different coaches have different philosophies for things, and you know, that's one of his things is left foot up. I've been a right foot up guy for typically all of my career, and I think I've done it once or twice throughout my time of playing QB. So you know, it's just one of his things. And then, like I said, the details, being on top of it, huddle, we call it PSP, but pre-snap procedure. All these different things matter, and especially in big games and big moments, all the little things come up. And so, you know, I think you know, that's important to him, and it's important to us. And we gotta get on top of it and be on top of it from the head down. So, like I said, the Ben Johnson effect, I guess, right? Awesome. Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
That is Caleb Williams. And Lawrence, he got more comfortable as he went on. That is our young quarterback in this town growing up. That's what we're watching, and we're going to watch it play out the rest of the offseason and into the season. I can't wait to discuss this with the listeners.
Yeah, and you could tell that's kind of probably how the Seth Wickersham interview went. He kind of got more comfortable.
Starts to feel it a little bit.
Things go on, well, and then there are things. We want to know what your reaction is to this. 312-644-6767. We're seeing some people inside the Twitch mob, some people via text. If you want to call, you can. 312-644-6767. Our reaction, your reaction. Next, here on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient. Learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So.
Right. Which is about you watching film. Like, no one's saying that when they turn the film on that Caleb doesn't know that it's a football game with football players. I didn't like that part. And the reason I didn't like that part is that it's totally okay for him to not know everything. It's okay for him to be like, you know what? I'm working on all of this stuff. I'm working on all that part after the, no, I don't have an issue watching film.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out how to watch film, though.
He was embarrassed at the way that was described, don't you think?
I'm sure, but I don't think that he needs to be. Well, I think that... And the way that he talked about it and the way that he talked about Case and helping him along in that regard, I think is good. I think it's all right to say, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yes.
And now I have a better sense of what I need to know.
But being comfortable.
And knowing is half the battle.
But being comfortable, Lawrence, admitting what you didn't know or what you don't know is a very difficult thing for people of all ages to do.
Agreed.
Let alone a 23-year-old kid who's trying desperately to portray strength as the leader of an organization, as the guy who is capable of turning the entire thing around. As was put on him last year, as he wants to believe. It's like he was embarrassed. He didn't like that description. And then as he described it, to your point, yeah, he was describing exactly what it was, learning shortcuts, learning other ways to watch film. And he brought it back up later, the clarification of it, and brought up Case Keenum's influence. I thought it was fascinating. I thought the longer he went, the stronger and louder and more comfortable and fewer ums there were. And I feel like we're watching a kid mature as a public speaker, and it's not going to be linear.
No.
Either. So, like, he got more comfortable as it went on. When he was standing up to his dad, he was like, come on.
He told his dad to shut the bleep up.
Does your father speak for you, was the question. Was that a Herb Howard? I think it
no,
was.
No, I think that was Patrick Finley.
Okay. Well, whoever said, does your father speak for you, was like, oh, no. I shut him down quite a bit. He's a smart man. We talk a lot.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Good for you. And that's part of this, too. You know, you wonder how much he had to talk to Seth Wickersham because his dad already did. You know? And like...
Caleb, I got your dad on record.
Yes!
Would you mind?
Oh,
does
God.
Your dad speak for you?
No. No.
Yeah, it was Patrick Finley. Good call. It's well phrased because it pissed him off, and he should be pissed off. His dad has put him in some tough situations, and he talked about that. And go ahead. Like, his dad, my dad is super hot-headed. I tell him to go ahead and go away. We have talks about it. Good for you. I mean, this is a kid learning how to be a man in full. He said his parents are still his best friends. I mean, his dad and he had the plan together. I felt good about listening to that kid advocate for himself and get stronger as it went. And I think it'll be a sense of relief to have discussed it. And now he can move on with a very important offseason, and we can watch him hopefully grow up as a player at the same time he's growing up as a man.
Yeah, and it's hard. Like, it's a really difficult thing to do, especially when you feel like you have been the guy. And you were the guy that had all of the answers when you were in college. And now it's different. You're in a different place. It's difficult sometimes to come to the realization of, I don't know everything. I've got to figure some of this stuff out. I think that he is now armed with someone who's going to actually help him.
Big time.
Which, to me, like, I kind of wish that he would have leaned into the, and this would have been bus tossing and people would have been mad at him, but I wish he would have leaned into more of like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff I had to learn on my own, and now I don't. Now I don't. I am right here with Ben and Declan and whoever else wants to help me out, and it feels great. I feel amazing knowing that I have all the help of this organization behind me, and I can't wait for us to show it to you guys to see what we're going to do.
We will start to see that comfortable humility and maybe him talking about it in that way because he's got that strength around him, because he's got lots of strength and lots of wisdom around him. And we'll see it, and I think we'll get a chance to notice it as it develops. This, we're going to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. I thought this was fascinating. When he was asked about the book coming out later, he seemed to pretty definitively think that this was everything that he would need to address. Did you catch that? He's like, that's why I came up here today. And I'm wondering if that was maybe his delay. He just wants to do it once. Because if the chapter comes out and there's there's not a lot more in there, he could probably say, I spoke on that in the offseason and just be done with it.
I felt for him in that moment, though, because I hope he's read the book.
Because after week one is when the book comes out. And in that chapter.
And God forbid he loses and looks bad in that game against Minnesota. I hope that he got an advanced copy. And that's... Had I been advising Caleb, I would have said, before we talk about this, we need to get a copy of that book.
But I thought he said that definitively. That, like, that's exactly what I thought he gave as his reasoning, in part why he came out and talked, is like, nah, there's nothing new. And that's why.
When it comes to the timing of the book, I believe it comes
book?
With a book.
Yeah.
I believe it comes out the day after the opener against the Vikings. Are you worried that it's going to be a distraction again?
Nah.
Are you confident that most of this is already out there?
That's why I came up here today to address this.
That's it. Like, that's why I came up here today. And then he brought it back to the clarification of the film and stuff like that.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm not convinced that he has read that chapter of the book. And I hope that he doesn't have to worry about it. And that everything that he said today, is that we're not going to get a drop the week before, that it's like, oh yeah, remember that chapter?
Yeah.
There's more stuff that they said up in here.
How were you at age 23 as a public speaker and in terms of being willing to talk about what you didn't know? And before you answer that, I can say for me, I was an arrogant SOB. And some of you out there.
What? like an authority?
Some of you out there might think that I still am, and that's fine. But man, we used to make movies like with me and my friends. They were fun movies.
About Gladiator?
No. No. But we've, like, and it's like, there's some footage of me pontificating at age 23, 24.
We all, at that age, thought Dude. We were, like, had the answer. Like, we thought, oh, okay, now I've figured it out. I survived the teenage years. Yeah. Now I'm a grown adult.
And let me make a joke about how they thought I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like, I hear Caleb, and I'm like, dude, I've been there. Like, I was trying to tell myself I was good at stuff, and I wasn't as good at stuff as I thought. Like, I understand the arrogance of being 23 and thinking that you gotta fake it so everybody believes that you're the dude.
You guys, you know, we went through a whole year of listening to him speak. I think the after the game stuff was a lot more telling, because that's when you got the, oh, I called Lincoln Riley, oh, Lincoln Riley called me, or whatever. But, like, that was the first time I felt like I ever heard the actual dude talking. Like, didn't it seem like last season it was all through his own PR filter?
Yes.
And that's where all the ums and uhs came from.
Yeah, the last 4, 5, 6 minutes of that, it felt like, oh, I'm hanging out with Caleb Williams. Didn't it?
That's why I didn't like everything that you're saying is exactly why I didn't like the opening statement. That it either could have been more official or more Caleb. And he kind of played the middle.
I agree
of
with
that.
You. I agree with you from a PR perspective that he should have just, you know, written 3 nice tight sentences and did that and then been himself.
And then say, all right, whatever questions you guys have, I got you. Let's go.
Let's
get after it a little bit. And then he gets comfortable. To answer your question, extremely arrogant as a 23-year-old.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I had hosts tell me that when I was producing them here. It was important. It was important to my learning. Brian Hanley was like, what's with you?
Wow. Lawrence got so bad that the nicest man on the planet, Brian Hanley, said, what's with you?
He was right.
Well, you know what? Hanley's such a sweet, good man that, like, I love that. He probably was like, dude, no, this is not the way.
Yeah, but you also have to, I mean, you know, because you know the environment that we were in at that time. Hanley was an outlier compared to the other hosts that we had to deal with.
Hanley probably actually gave a crap about you to have a conversation.
That's why it resonated with me.
Yes, yes. Brian Hanley came to see my band like in 1996 or 97 or something. Just came over to hang out, watch some music. Like, he gave a crap about people.
Yeah.
So that's why he gave you that opportunity.
And he was still talking about Lawrence years later, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he came over, he's like, hey, have you met Lawrence Holmes?
It's still accurate.
What's going on with him?
What's with that guy?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it's still accurate, so I didn't have to be the one to say it.
No, I am self-aware of all of my issues, and I have been working on them steadily.
I think, like Pat Hughes said, we all have issues.
We do.
Yeah.
Still really good, though.
Man. But good for Caleb to come out and address it. I hope he's done with it. I hope he can now be done with it.
I would just like to say, in my defense of this, I do deal with people Caleb's age all the time.
Right.
And I deal with them doing public speaking all the time.
So you hold them to a standard and you're holding him to
that
standard.
No, I'm used to it, and I don't think, honestly, to be real with you, I don't think that the Bears did a great job with Caleb on that opening statement. And it might have been a situation of too many people were involved in that opening statement. And he's like, all right, I have to make sure that I talk about this thing. And I've got to make sure I mention Kevin. And I've got to make sure that I mention Ryan Poles. I think it could have been tighter. Just tighten it up a little bit is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Andrew. You're on the score.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Hope you guys are having a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's very nice. I hope you're having a great day too, Andrew.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So Lawrence and Speaks, I agree with both your points. I agree a little bit slightly more with Lawrence just because I do think that he didn't handle some of the spots as well as he could have. And, you know, like, he does come off listen, man, the thing is, like, he comes off a little bit entitled, but as long as he's good, that's all that matters. No one's going to care. No one is going to give a you-know-what. Like, as long as this guy produces and he brings us to the promised land, or not even that, just be a good quarterback, throw over 4,000 yards and 20-plus touchdowns, none of this is going to matter. I mean, at the end of the day, he's kind of like a little bit entitled just because of the generation he grew up in and his dad and everything. And just his circumstances coming up, you know, he was really highly touted and everything. And that's completely fine. As long as he produces, no one's going to care. We just got to let this thing ride and let it play out. And I think he's, for the most part, was really good on the presser. Just he was a little shaky at the beginning, but it was good. You know,
I appreciate it. And thank you very much for the phone call. I will say this. I don't want to broad brush Gen Z. I love those kids. I'm
just glad Terry Bors left the broad brush here.
Yes. I don't want to broad brush and say that it's a generational thing, that's why he is what he is. But I do think that your overarching point, Andrew, is correct. Most people won't care at all if there are results. What I'm trying to tell you and what I want to do, my point of view on this, Caleb, unfortunately, is going to have to protect himself from people that clearly have been looking for opportunities to go at him. And that's what I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, where things were mostly okay and people were able to look and go, that thing in Chicago seems to be a real problem. And now all of a sudden, when the problems are raised by Caleb, then people are like, well, he didn't do enough. He didn't do enough at all. You know the dumpster fire that was going on here. You know that the offensive coordinator didn't know what he was doing. You know that the head coach didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So why would you assume that the kid knew what he was doing?
Yeah.
That's the part that I think people don't understand where I am on this. I don't like the fact that as soon as there was an opening to go after Caleb, and remember who's saying this right now, as soon as there was an opening to go after him, people went in herds after him. And I don't think that it's fair. And so whenever he gets an opportunity to defend himself, I want him to defend himself well. And I don't think that initially that's what happened.
Ah, see, there we are. Because some people will hear your comments and say, you are one of those people pouncing. But what you're doing that you just said is that you're trying to make sure he defends himself well. I think he did. I don't know what the opinionists and the television shows are going to take away from this and run with. They will probably just keep piling on.
Yes!
Because they need people to pile on. They might hear him defending himself with the yards and the interception stats as a step in the right direction, and they might pounce on that. Like, there's stuff that they might pounce on. I had my optimism and energy for the season reinvigorated by this and listening to him, because we are more ready than ever to think about some of the stuff that he was asked about there at the end. How you doing with adjusting the change in your stance? How you doing?
Well, he mentioned that, and I love that.
How you doing with adjusting and being under center more? And he's like, oh, the Ben Johnson effect? He'll love that. And he's like smiling and grinning about the relationship with Ben. Like, let's go. It is newsworthy and interesting to me for a variety of reasons. But one of them is, it's this kid's attitude coming up against a head coach who demands detail and demands respect and learning and execution at a very high level. And that's the dynamic that we're going to get to watch. And I cannot freaking wait. And we have comments from Ben Johnson today about the stuff that he needs to work on. And that's what we can get into. And I hope that we can get into it uncluttered from some of this stuff. Like Ben Johnson on body language, let's go. That's a real thing. That's a real issue. And Ben talks about it in a real way. And I hope that listeners can hear Ben talk about that and divorce it somewhat from feeling like they need to defend Caleb on every little thing. Because he's a pro athlete that deserves our attention and criticism as well.
But see, Speaks, that's another thing that I'm concerned that level of nuance is not going to be the way that people react to it. People are, and I don't even mean the score listener. It's going to offer those same people who have just been waiting, even though a lot of them know football.
Let them.
Okay.
Let them. And we can show the right perspective and the right nuance as we watch the quarterback and the head coach come together and watch their lives blend. That's right. Come on, people. Smile on your brother.
We can take a few more phone calls on this if you want. We are going to let you hear from Ben Johnson coming up at 4 o'clock. 312-644-6767 is the number. Spiegel and Holmes talking Bears with you here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think everyone has issues,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah, no doubt.
Except that guy in the song by The Who, Mr. Normal.
Yeah,
he's the only guy that would have no issues.
Never met him.
Good old Mr. Normal. You haven't met him?
No, I haven't met him.
Happy birthday to Pat Hughes. We didn't make mention of it yesterday. Our teammate Marshall Harris did. They share a birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
And apparently they both share a birthday with Frank Thomas and Jeff Bagwell, right?
It's one of the all-time baseball birthdays. Pat Hughes, Bagwell, Thomas, and of course Marshall Harris. My goodness, that's a hell of a crew.
Speaks, before we go back to taking a couple phone calls on the Bears, and we are going to hear from Ben Johnson coming up at 4 o'clock, I do need to do a note, and I feel like I'm going to have to do this for a while until people get comfortable with it.
Okay.
There is a man who works for the Bears named Ted Cruz.
Correct.
Like Terry Cruz. Okay?
C-R-E-W-S.
Correct.
Not the Senator Ted Cruz.
Right.
And also not Ted Phillips.
Right.
So when Ted is referenced, that's who Caleb's talking
right.
about.
Right. And Caleb didn't call the senator from Texas for advice on this. He talked with the guy who spent a career in the NFL doing this type of thing and has, what, 3 Super Bowl rings.
He worked in Kansas City with Pat Mahomes.
He worked with Patrick Mahomes
obviously.
There. So whenever you hear the name Ted Cruz brought up,
yeah.
it's a different guy than you're visualizing.
Love to know what the people are thinking. Caleb Williams has spoken, addressed the book and everything else head on, and got stronger and better as his media performance went on.
Okay, let's go to another Andrew who's calling from out in L.A. Hey, Andrew, you're on the score.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. I just kind of wanted to chime in and say I'm in basic agreement with you guys. I mean, with this news that we've heard, which is basically old news, to me, it boils down to 2 things. It's number 1, we're a triggered fan base. I'm 55 years old, so, you know, I've experienced 1 or 2 really big highs and lots of lows with this team. So, you know, people tend to expect the worst when it comes to this team. And then the second point is the national media, I think, tends to lean on the if it bleeds, it leads. Anything negative, they're just going to run with because that brings eyes to the story and to their, you know, into their station and everything else. So I think that's predominantly what we're dealing with. And the way I look at it, big picture, they've literally done everything we could ask a professional football team to do. We drafted the number 1 prospect. We bolstered the offensive line. We've got weapons galore.
Well, wait, Andrew, you know, got stop. Stop for a second, Andrew. They didn't, though, in that first round draft pick's first year.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
They really screwed it up last year, and they've now had a chance to hire the best coach available. Hopefully he's going to help them recover. But last year was an embarrassment. You're right about the national media, which wants a quarterback to swat around like a fly or like a bee, and they want a big city team to swat around, and Chicago gives them both.
I have arguments against that, but we don't have time to get into that. Hi, Danny. You're on the score.
Obviously.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are, Danny.
So, this goes... knock it off, you. This goes back to the first Andrew that called, saying that that he was not cocky, but I lost the word.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Andrew. We got one more? We can squeeze him in.
It added time for Pat in Cedar Lake. Hi, Pat. You're on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hope you're having a good day. The whole thing, I think, is just bananas that, like, they made a big deal about this to start with. Like, oh, my God, Caleb and his dad were having doubts about going to the Bears. Well, you think? I mean, the elephant in the room is that they've struggled for forever, and I think it just comes down to winning. Winning means everything. And you look at the Bears' schedule, they might not be able to win 2 or 3 road games. They got to go to Philly. They got to go to Washington. They got to go to Cincinnati, Baltimore. I mean, if Caleb's able to win and take the Bears into the playoffs, is anyone going to care about this book?
Nope.
No, I mean, it'll be a footnote.
Yeah, it'll be a footnote in his history.
And in this offseason, we got a lot of things to figure out. And Ben Johnson has spoken on some of them, which we're going to hear. He's spoken on Caleb. He's spoken on some other things. And Chris Emma is going to bring us the latest news applicable at 5 o'clock as well.
But the people say that what they want is more of how is this going? Well, we're going to put you to the test on that because Ben Johnson is getting ready to share with you some of those things. So we'll see if you stick around, suckers. Spiegel and Holmes on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.